Blog Talk Radio.
From the 300 level, Western New York High School Sports Live Show, Saturday morning. This is your host, At Wolf 3328. We'll be going around the football fields this morning and bringing you some live action, some in-game scrimmage reports from some of our beat reporters that are out there today. Of course, our good buddy Francis Beck from Kenmore East is out there. You can follow him on Twitter, at FBeck300 live. That's FBOECK 300 level. He is out there right now at NT, and Joe Krause is out there as well. Of course, you know the professor. Both of them should be joining us in just a little bit to give us some updates there. You can follow Joe Krause at the Prof NT. Both those high school kids out there bringing us some of the high school action on this sports Saturday. Now, this is our very, very first show, and it's pretty much a trial run today. We're only going to be here for about 20, 25 minutes, talking a little bit about the Western New York high school sports scene. It's something we're going to try to do every Saturday. We're going to have, I'll be in the studio, and we'll be going around to the different games around Section 6 and the Monsignor Martin, mostly the football games, but we are also going to try and see what's going on in the soccer fields and cross country and things of that nature, even golf. This is a show for the Western New York High School kids. This is some of you can't always be there. Some of you guys graduated and you want to know what's going on with your high school football team as you're sitting in your dorms, maybe out at Brockport or who knows where you went to college. But I'm sure there's times when you want to check in and see what your high school team's doing. So that's what this show is pretty much about. It's for the high school kids. We will go, you know, to St. Joe's, Canisius, St. Francis. They got a brand new beautiful field going down that hopefully will be ready by the end of the month. We'll go to Crosby Field and check out Kenmore West. We'll go out to Sparky Anderson Field out there for Kenmore East games. We'll be pretty much all over. Niagara Falls, Williamsville South, Williamsville North. We're coming, and we're going to try and do those kids some justice and get them some airtime and hopefully get you to know who some of these kids are from around the Western New York area that are involved with sports. At the same time, we're also, our website from the 300level.com is a website for high school and college kids to fine-tune their writing skills, fine-tune their broadcasting skills, give them some experience so that when they do graduate, they can follow their sports management or journalism or whatever major it may be, but it keeps them involved and gives them some experience so that, you know, when they are ready to graduate, they do have an opportunity and the experience necessary to go in and interview for a job. So who knows? Maybe one of these kids like Francis will end up on ESPN one day. Of course, Marshall Haim, who's at Canisius College now, did a wonderful job for us all last year. And he will continue to do, continue writing high school football and covering. He's actually going to be joining the Sabres beat this year for me, so I won't have to be at all those Sabres games. Marshall will be out there, and we're going to welcome in some other writers as well. We've got Patrick Veltri from St. Joe's, who you may know from the hockey and football team. And we also will have Evan from Williamsville South. Evan Manna will be covering the Williamsville South scene for us as well. So right now we are going to bring in Francis, who's out at NT. Let me hope I do this correctly. It's been a while since I've had a guest on the Blog Talk Radio scene, but it looks like it worked. Francis, you're on with me. This is the Wolf 3328. How you doing out there?
I'm doing good. I'm out at the lumber yard here. This is a scrimmage between NT, Hushchuck, and McKinley on the famous scrimmage Saturday that I'm sure you've been introduced to. This is just one of many scrimmages going on today. We have Kenmore West and went to St. Joe's that probably wrapped up not too long ago. And we have various other scrimmages. I'm the main beat reporter for the Kenmore East Bulldogs. They have a first-year head coach, Pat Beltry, who comes from the middle school. He has previously been at Hofstra and UB and ECC in the past. Bulldogs return two starters on each side of the ball and seem to be in rebuilding. In a few minutes, we're going to have our NT reporter, Nick Krause, come in. So I'm going to let you guys go, and he'll be calling soon.
Is it Nick Krause or Joe Krause?
What does it say on the page?
His Twitter said Joe Krause, but it could be Nick Krause.
Okay, yeah, then it's Joe.
All right, we'll figure it out before he comes in. But, yeah, give him the number to call in, and we'll get an update from him as well. But check back in with us, Francis, in about 5 or 10 minutes or so. I'll take him through some of the previews you've done for Ken West soccer and Ken East football and Ken West football.
Okay, so about 5, 10 minutes or 10 minutes?
That works. Yep, that'll work.
Okay, all right, thank you.
See you, buddy. Yep.
Bye.
Yep. Okay, that was Francis Beck, and again on Twitter, FBeck300 level. He's my main man out there. Francis was one of the first high school bloggers to come on and work with us, and he's going to be doing a fantastic job. He did some of the high school hockey for us last year and football and things of that nature. He's got a bright future ahead of him, and I'm glad that he chose to help us out here at 300 level. Now, he just did a 2015 Ken West football preview the other day, which is up now on the site at fromthe300level.com if you want to check that out. It's also on Facebook. But he did have a nice conversation with Coach Rich Harris, who's been at Ken West for over 30 years now. Not the head coach there, but he's been the head coach for at least the last 15. Maybe I'll read through this preview once again and see if Francis put down how many years he's actually been there for. But Ken West, they are in Class AA North. They got to the semifinals last year, finished with a record of 5-4. They had two big wins at the end of the season last year before a tough loss at Kenmore East, which was former Kenny's coach Matt Schumer's final game. It was a big letdown for West at the time because they had, like I said, two very, very big wins, Williamsville South and Orchard Park. They had two big wins there, and they had a lot of juniors on the team. So they are returning a lot of players. Terrell Ford obviously is a Division I recruit right now. He's probably one of their best players on the team. He had almost 2,000 all-purpose yards in 2014, so we'll see if he can return to form in this season. They will need Terrell Ford to be every bit as good as he was last year and then some. Of course, D'Angelo Walker-Johnson comes back at the QB position, and they have a pretty tough offensive line. They have some good players at the skill positions, which is what they're going to need. Again, last year, they did lose their final regular season game to Kenmore East. And I may have made a mistake there because they did have two big wins, but I don't think they were against Williamsville South. Either way, we'll get back to that. Not a big deal. So that was his Kenmore West football preview. Again, you can check that out from the300level.com. Right now, it's a top story there. But we have other high school previews coming up. There was a St. Joe's hockey preview. We're obviously a few months away from them taking the ice, but we'll get a St. Joe's football preview up just as soon as we can as well. Let's see here. Where is Kenmore East football preview? We'll scroll down and we'll find his preview. So again, as you mentioned, Pat Veltri is the new head coach at Kenmore East, taking over for Matt Shimura. And it's Pat Veltri's son who is at St. Joe's, who is going to be covering St. Joe's sports for from the 300level.com, who, again, does have his first post up about the St. Joe's hockey team. He's very close with that team, and that was his first preview. It was up just last week, so check that out if you get a chance. So anyways, the Ken East is obviously everyone's out there starting to practice now. They had their summer program, completed that. Francis says that there's been a major culture change there. The staff wants to bring that to the club. They went through their summer workout program. They're now in their preseason form. They will be out at Amherst at 5 o'clock tonight with several other high school teams all taking part today. They'll be with Riverside and Louport, and that's at Amherst if you want to check that out. Instead of going through these previews, let's tell you, if in case you're interested and you got the bug for checking out some high school football action today, you probably won't catch it being 11:15 at 10 o'clock. Niagara Falls was hosting Will East, Depew, Maple Grove, and Chautauqua Lake. They're a combined team this year, Maple Grove and Chautauqua Lake. Maryvale was hosting JFK and Lakeshore. Jamestown has Hamburg, East Aurora Holland, and Fredonia. And then Dunkirk was going to host Nichols, Tonawanda, Silver Creek, Westfield Brockton, Sherman Clymer, Panama. All teams that are combining, high schools that are combining to form one team. Again, Westfield Brockton are one team, and then Sherman Clymer and Panama are all one team. And of course, maybe sometime this year we'll get our good friend from Nichols, the head coach there. We'll see if we can't get him on this year to talk about that Nichols program. Let's see here. We're waiting for the professor to check in with his update from NT. Let's go back here. Some other games. Now at 12 noon, shoot over to Canisius. You'll see them in action against Bennett, South Park, Springville, and Will South. We'll all be there at noon at Canisius today. A lot of talent will be on that field for sure. And then at 2 p.m., Cathedral Prep from Erie, Pennsylvania, they are hosting Tymon. So the boys from South Buffalo are heading down to Cathedral Prep in Erie, PA for a scrimmage at 2 o'clock today. And as mentioned earlier, Amherst hosts Riverside, Louport, and Ken East. Just roughly 15 minutes left in the program, our inaugural Western New York High School Sports Live program, which we will be doing every Saturday once the football season kicks in. We will also have a high school recap weekly program. We haven't figured out which day of the week it's going to be, but one day during the week we will have at least an hour-long show where we will bring in some of the high school players, coaches, and probably even some of the officials from Section 6 and Monsignor Martin. And, of course, we'll have our bloggers in studio talking about the week that was around Section 6 and Monsignor Mountain. Again, we want to give these kids everything they can to be recognized for the sacrifices they make to play for these teams. It's a major commitment, and these kids deserve every last bit of recognition that they can get, and that's what we're here to give them. And, of course, our bloggers like Francis, Marshall, Patrick, these kids are using their writing skills, they're fine-tuning them, they're getting the experience here in the program and through the website to help them become better writers, better broadcast journalists, so on and so forth. A little bit of soccer action. Currently, the ECIC NFL Challenge is going on up in Niagara Falls. Began last night. Also, it's Coaches vs. Cancer, known as the Coaches vs. Cancer Tournament. Yesterday, Will North defeated Grand Island 5-0. West Seneca West and the Ken West Blue Devils tied at 2. But there are more games going on tonight and today. Let me see if I can't get you a few of those. Let's see if we can't. We got to find Sweet Home here somewhere. Sweet Home Soccer had all the games listed. We'll see if we can't find them and get back to you on that. Get you all the games that are going on there. Let's see here. We got to find the Sweet Home Soccer. And we will. They're here somewhere. A couple weeks ago, we do have to thank Tony Caligiuri from WGR Sports. Had us in studio learning how to run a sports show and how to conduct ourselves behind the mic, so on and so forth. And he invited us into the studio. They, of course, do their Saturday morning show. That's been going on for quite a while now. So that was an interesting Saturday morning. Francis and Marshall and I went down there. Okay, so Sweet Home Soccer, the Twitter page, has the schedule for the ECIC NFL Challenge. And Sweet Home had a 7-1 victory over North Tonawanda yesterday as well. We are waiting. We don't have the scores from Louport versus Hamburg or Niagara Falls versus Will East. We'll try to get those up for you. Let's see here. It starts again at noon today. So these games, if you want to get up to Niagara Falls High School today, you will get a chance to see some pretty good high school soccer action. I don't think Miguel Rodriguez could be calling in today. He's been all over the soccer, all over Western New York football fields this morning. We're going to try and get him to call in a little bit to give us an update. But right now we're going to go back to NT, and hopefully I'll be bringing the professor in just a second. Is this the professor?
Yes, sir. This is the Professor Joe Krause from North Tonawanda. How are you, Frank?
Good, brother. Thanks for joining us. I got a few minutes here. What's going on at NT?
Well, the Lumberjacks, they just finished up the scrimmage about 5 to 10 minutes ago against Hutch Tech. I believe it's now Hutch Tech and McKinley right now in the main field here at the Lumberyard. But so far, so good for the Lumberjacks, in case any of the NT viewers are tuning into your show. But so far, the offense is looking really good for NT. Zach Waters in the first team offense actually started off the first drive here at NT, and then some of the second and third guys made it in there as well so far.
Very good. What are the expectations out of your school this year on the football field? What are the expectations, and what do you see happening there, and who do you have returning that could make a difference or should step up this season?
Well, to answer your first question, Frank, head coach Henry Fumarelli, he was hired in March, and basically the next day when I walked by the weight room, there were probably about 40, 45, 50 guys already in the weight room. Some of the guys that I talked to yesterday, actually a lot of the returners, a lot of the returning players said they like Coach Morelli's energy and that he's sort of bringing a breath of fresh air, you can say, into the program. No disrespect to the coaches that were there last year, but they like how the new energy is coming in. To answer your second question, a couple of big players coming back. Quarterback Zach Waters is actually going to make his first varsity start next Saturday against Will East, the younger brother of Chris Ward, who was all Western New York and is now continuing at Wagner. In the backfield, Cody Socorro is looking to have a huge senior season. Had a breakout season last year. And then on the defensive end, Bailey Fernuziak, Caden Holmes, and Javon Nolly are all guys looking to have a very good senior season.
Good to know. Good to know. And hopefully we'll hear more from you during the season. I know Francis and I are very excited about having this regular Saturday show and having guys from around Western New York football that are at the games calling in and giving us just maybe a quick update as to what the scores are and who's playing, if there's any injuries, things of that nature, kind of like they do with the NFL games on Sunday from around the league. That's something that we want to try doing here from the 300 level. And hopefully we'll hear more from you during the season. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier in the program, once a week we'll have one night dedicated to we'll have one night a week dedicated to our all of our kids around what. Okay, we had a little minor glitch there, and we lost the professor by mistake there, so hopefully you won't be too upset with me, but we did lose our connection. A little technical difficulties. Again, this is our first show, and there's going to be a few bumps in the road, but we'll get them worked out before we go live to our first football game, when we start covering football games next week. Let's see here. We wanted to talk to you about some of the games that are going on today. That Coaches vs. Cancer ECIC NFL Challenge. Again, Friday night there was a bunch of games, and we're looking to see what the games for today are. So hang on just 1 second, and I will have those up for you in a moment, and we'll go from there. We also hope to have some of the golfers from around Western New York, volleyball players, all the fall sports, really, is what we want to try to have. We want to give everybody coverage, and we don't want to leave anyone out. So if you think that we're not giving enough coverage, by all means, please send us an email. You can send one to me, fwolf@fromthe300level.com. Send me an email. Again, that's fwolf@fromthe300level.com, and I'll be happy to include you on an upcoming program. We'll try and get someone out to cover one of your games. And we don't want to leave anybody out. We're always looking for new writers, new bloggers, new contributors. You can follow us on Twitter, @FromThe300Level. @Wolf3328 is my Twitter handle. Don't be shy. If sports management, sports journalism, sports broadcasting is something that you want to go to, then this is an opportunity for you to hone in on those skills and learn what it takes to become successful in the business. We'll get you in front of the right people. We'll get you the right contacts, and we'll help you along the way. That's what this website is here for. And, again, we appreciate you guys joining us, and hopefully we'll be able to give you more than what you have seen. And obviously the Buffalo News does a fantastic job, and their writers and some of the other guys from around the Tonawanda areas that write for other local metro papers and that sort of thing. Dave Rickey's a good friend of mine. Hopefully I'll have him in studio and on an upcoming show. He's a huge fan of all the high school kids that are out there, and he does a fantastic job. Melissa Catherine Brody is another good friend of ours who doesn't write for us, but she does write for the metro papers. We run into her quite a bit, and we're hoping to have her on as well. She does a fantastic job. And those are some of the people that will help you along the way as well. If you're looking to jump into this industry. There's a couple guys that you may want to connect with on Facebook for your football news. Check out a guy named Mark Adair, Adair, from up in Lockport. He does a great football weekly that he puts out, and he does a fantastic job. Marquis Slaughter, he's a good dude, real good dude, real cool man. We had a great time with him when we went to WGR not too long ago, and he was helping us out just like Tony did. So obviously those are guys you want to follow. Tony Caligiuri, who's on GR every Saturday morning. Mark Adair, Markel Slaughter, these are guys that you want to follow for your football coverage and your local sports coverage, so on and so forth. And hopefully he will, maybe he'll help us out to some degree. Now let me see, Francis is supposed to be coming back into the show at some point. The show is going to end in just about 3 minutes. So hopefully we can get Francis on one more update from North Tonawanda and go from there. Let's see here. Today is Saturday. What is today? Is today the 30th? I guess I should know that. No, today is the 29th. March 29th. We're just about a week away or so from opening up the high school season. Next week will hopefully be a much smoother show with more people involved around Western New York at the games, giving us positive and good feedback. And we'll go from there. Let's wait for Francis to come in. Francis will be making a return. I'm hoping he makes a return to the show before we cut off here. But there's a couple guys on Twitter that I want you to follow that do a pretty good job covering the local high school action. You could follow Dave DeLuca at @ByByDaveDeLuca. Today he was out at Canisius for that South Park game. Obviously Miguel Rodriguez, a good friend of ours, at Miggy Rod. He's heading to Niagara Falls for the soccer games. He was covering Lockport and Grand Island scrimmage earlier today. He was actually all over the place already this morning. A busy morning for him. There's the Rowdy Raider at JHS Rural, whatever that is. Then, of course, the Prof NT, Joe Krause, who he had in earlier, my buddy Francis Beck, Buffalo News Prep Talk, Prep Talk Live, that type of thing. Use that hashtag. Bunch of different guys that you should be following from around Western New York High School sports, the scene. Dave Rickey, of course. But that's pretty much our show for today. Don't have a whole lot of time left. Gus Macker is going on up in Grand Island. So watch the traffic if you're heading up to Niagara Falls today. That could be a little interesting. This is, again, Frank Wolf from the 300 level at Wolf 3328. And hopefully you enjoyed some of the show today. We did have our technical glitches. We'll have them worked out by next week. Stay safe, study hard, and play hard. Thank you for joining us.